the right corner. I decided to turn right first. On the first line, there were chili paste and chutney in either plastic or glasses on the shelves. I looked down. There were plastic packages of spices, most of them from India. Black pepper, white pepper, ginger powder, turmeric powder, and many more. Every time I smell black pepper, I immediately sneeze. I saw the chili powder package, the one that waters my eyes every time I accidentally pour too much in my frying pan. I enjoyed eating spicy food, however. I do not know why, but I can handle spicy food really well. My father is also a fan of spicy food. He eats raw red chili very often and always bought different kinds of chilies when I was still home. That might also be the reason why I always search for different types of chili powder to try out. I turned around and saw big packages of rice. There were packages in all sizes, 8 kilograms, 10, 15, and even 25 kilograms. I know that in Southeast Asian households, they buy rice in 15 or 20 kilograms packages. They then will pour them into buckets and use the rice for the whole month. When I was still a small child, I liked to open the rice bucket, look into and smell it. The smell of rice is the most pleasant smell of my childhood. It was relaxing and aromatic. I also liked the sound of rice packages every time I pat on the big plastic bag. Big packages of rice bring a satisfying feeling of having enough food for the whole family. Opposite to the paste and spices shelf was sauces and flavor in flat bags or even in glasses. The flavor cubes and MSG packages directly caught my attention. There were flavor cubes to make pho, the most famous dish of Vietnam, and bún bò, rice noodles with beef. In Vietnam, people make pho broth very elaborate and leave it hours before they start making pho. Sometimes, even the day before, they left it for 24 hours. Since it takes too much time and requires many ingredients, there is a replacement for that. The flavor cubes are used to give the soup the taste exactly like pho, even though the cubes contain many chemical components. The cubes always smell very sweet to me, but they contain the umami taste. Next to flavor cubes, there were different packages of MSG used to strengthen the food taste. Many people do not like MSG because it gives out headaches. But in most Vietnamese households, the MSG is a crucial cooking ingredient. After taking two flavor cubes packages, I went to the last section, where full of plastic sauce bottles and cartons of instant noodles are put on the shelves. Above all, there were many unpacked boxes of instant noodles from different flavors. There was also my favorite kind, hao hao. That one is from Vietnam. My father always cooked hao hao instant noodles with pak choi or any other kind of vegetables and one or two eggs. The smell of hao hao is so delicious when it was cooked. It also has an umami smell that makes the person want to start the meal immediately. Below the noodles shelf were all kinds of sauces, from oyster, fish sauce, and black vinegar, and even rice vinegar. The smell of vinegar never pleases me. It smells sour, but with a little bit of sweetness. I walked away from the sector before the smell went through my nostrils.